Standing Room Only on KillRadio.org.
Special guests, Beach Fuzz. How you doing?
Woo!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
what's going on?
It's hotter than balls.
Stop me. Hey, listen, this is a serious show. I don't want any fooling around on this show. I don't want any jokes. I don't want any fucking swearing.
Oh, okay. Quit fucking swearing then, you guys. Unplug your damn guitar.
And,
Cox.
Genius of Peach Fuzz.
Why don't why don't we go around and that was your book, right? That came out, The Genius of Peach Fuzz.
Yes, it just came out of my ass this morning.
That's right.
Let's go around and hear from. I'll let all of you introduce yourselves, say who you are and what you do for the band, and if you were to be a particular type of guitar pick, no, forget that. Just who you are.
I'm Mickey Dolenz, and I play tambourine.
I'm Tom. I play the drums sometimes.
I'm Nicole, and I play bass.
All the time.
Max Boogie and I.
Woo! Boogie! We got Gabriel Gonica from the Rolling Blackouts here sitting in with us for us. He's going to be with us Mr. T's Bowl August 23rd. Yeah. Say hello, Gabriel.
Hello, Gabriel.
Hey, thank you. Say goodnight, Gracie. Oh, oops. It's a small, hot studio.
Is there a six-string weapon there?
Yeah.
Acoustically?
Yeah.
He knows our songs better than we do. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And brilliant at the same time.
Well, I heard he has practice sessions by himself in his own house.
Thanks for having us.
It's called Champagne and Aperol.
Okay. Oh, are you gonna play one right now?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you
were was supposed to.
Yeah.
We can. Let's lead right off with a live song. We'll come back. I'll ask you some tough questions.
Yeah.
Find out all the dirt on you.
Yeah.
You should be worried, mister. One more time, what's the name of the song?
Champagne and Aperol.
All right, Peach Fuzz.
Champagne and Aperol. Catch your snap, Peenside Records.
That's a microphone talk. Standing Room Only.
She says that I fall to pieces when the music's done. Pacing, absent and frustrating. Could you be the one? Give me double platinum fun all over the world with every
Would you be the one? Give me double platinum fun all over the world with everyone. Two naked stars, champagne and Aperol.
Catch Your Snap.
Catch Your Snap.
Came out in May. Teenside Records.
Of May of 1968. Right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, right.
Good, good ear. Good ear.
I have a 67 hat on.
I have a 1968 ear.
I have these hat and glasses because all the bright lights that they have in radio.
Oh, I know.
That's a joke. Oh, it's
a one radio center here in Los Angeles. Got the spotlights on you.
Yep.
Now, I wanted to ask... I've read in Max Boogie's official unofficial biography that he was actually named after the Earl of Boogie. Is that true, or where did the name Max Boogie come from? Was that your birth name?
No, it actually is short for Maximum Boogie,
which is his birth name.
Which is what I do.
How did you arrive at that name, sir?
We're actually brothers from another mother. I'm actually Mondo Boogie. We were separated at birth. Bastard children of the young.
I didn't know there was going to be tough questions.
We have a little side project band called Max Boogie Overdrive.
Max Boogie Overdrive. We do one of your songs.
We do a Max Boogie Overdrive song.
Really?
Sometimes.
That's right.
If you're really nice to us, we'll do it today.
You know, I'm probably not going to be nice to you.
Okay. We'll do it anyway then.
I'm not sure that's
going to
work out for you.
Too bad for you,
dude. It's going to be radio. It's hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
Tough questions are coming up.
Oh, good.
Do you like kittens or puppies? Let's talk about we know who you are and we know what you do in the band, but when did you become a band? When did Peach Fuzz officially become Peach Fuzz?
Yeah.
When, how, and why? What's the history?
When, how, and why? It floated around for years and years and years. I've been slanging it around for a while.
That's Andrew right there
talking. I had a
band
called Peach Fuzz in Minneapolis. Originally, some people still remember that band.
Paper and Plastic
Little Man. Little Steven.
What year was that?
68.
That was like 96.
Oh, that's right.
95, maybe. But this band here, we've been rocking in L.A. since... I came out to L.A. and I couldn't think of a better name, so I stuck with Peach Fuzz.
Yeah.
And found these fools.
I know what you're saying. This is like the second version of the show Standing.
Ah, yes. I thought you are. You're a clone bot, aren't you?
I'm a clone bot. I was originally a clone sheep.
I met the real you, but I thought I noticed something weird.
Yeah, that guy's a lot more entertaining than me.
It's better for the real John Daly.
He got all the entertainment genes. I sadly was born without a sense of humor, so.
Sadly and hilariously.
It's sad.
But enough about me. you became a band, and did you have the current... collection of riffraff I see in the studio.
Yeah, I just keep adding members like every week or something. I was like, Jim mastered our record, say, hey, you want to join the band? He's like, all right, you know. And then
I was on the corner.
He was just hanging out. He's like, yeah, he's just like playing our songs. I'm like, motherfucker. I mean, but it was good, so I was like, hey. So come on up,
like,
you know.
Mexican
so.
Pennies.
So we're looking. So anybody else want to join Peach Fuzz? Come on up.
Right. Oh, telephone callers right off the bat.
Our keyboard player is calling right now.
Andrew, you're a dick.
Hey, phone caller, you're live on Standing Room Only. Who is this?
Hi, this is Leslie.
What's your name?
Leslie Horwickle.
Hey, Douglas, what, do you have a question for Peach Fuzz?
Yes, how long you guys been playing together, and when are you guys going to play in my town? Shawamigan,
where's
your town?
What's your town?
Shawamigan, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan, Wisconsin. Very... Very popular town for Shawamigans.
I think that was the first stop on our worldwide tour.
Wisconsin. We have not been to Sheboygan.
Do you have a Hard Rock Cafe there in Shawamigan? Do you have a Shawamigan Hard Rock t-shirt?
Yeah, So we do have an S&M dungeon that plays hard metal all through the night.
Ooh, cool.
Do you put cheddar cheese on apple pie?
That's what I call feedback.
Yeah, that's some feedback there. Do you, we had a question from the band for you. Do you put cheddar cheese on apple pie there?
Actually, you know what? I do not, but my family loves that shit. I can't stand it personally. I'm a diabetic, so no.
You're a diabetic, so you can't eat cheese?
He can't eat the pie.
Do you have anything else you want to ask Peach Fuzz?
Yeah, can you guys do a little song for me on the air right now, like a little love ballad? My brother's in the hospital. He lost his kidney right now, so we're trying to find him another one. If you could do some kind of love song.
Like a little improv?
Yeah, something for the listeners.
Do you want to just do a riff or something?
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me. Don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
We hope your brother finds his kidney.
That is some service for you, my friend.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. You all are in my prayer list.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, seriously.
Peace loves you.
All right.
All right.
First caller of the evening. Things are looking up.
Things are looking good. Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Uh-oh, another call. It's my mother.
Hey, standing room only. You're live on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Hi. What, yeah, this is the feedback show here on Standing Room Only.
Rockzilla?
Let me see if I can get some more. Okay, so what's your name?
Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, what can we do for you this evening? Let's try this, okay. I think we're doing, we're doing some noise art here. What is your question?
Into the mic.
Oh, Michelle would like Andrew to know he needs to talk into the mic.
That's what I keep telling him.
Jeff.
Lights out.
You just had a power out.
Is that sound better?
Do you have any other message for them?
Yeah, tell him Rochelle
says hello.
Rochzilla.
Rockzilla.
Is this your sister?
Rivka.
Rockzilla?
We think we have a winner. All right, well, thanks for calling in. I'm going to try to fix this phone.
Bye.
All right, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, that
was her.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. How's that sound? Check 1-2. Mic check.
I talk into that microphone.
Who's at the Super League?
I got you. All right.
A little family reunion there.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so you became a band, and then there was some incident with squirrel hunting, and you were asked to leave the state, and you came back, and you had a reunion tour. Is this the story?
It's something like that, only it involves it involves
some shoe leather, my grandmother, and a wombat.
I think that was an after-school special I saw.
You did do your research.
I did do my research.
I told you about that squirrel
thing.
I
had a squirrel, too. That's funny. I was thinking it was coming to me.
I ate your poo-poo squirrel.
How dare you?
Tommy Knuckles, what's up with that man?
Yo, nothing. It just happened. I usually beat people up when I first meet them, and
he's,
you know,
from
I'm from
Look
Detroit, so I got to live up. I have to live up to some kind of. This is Knuckles.
That explains the scar when I walked in.
Exactly. I've been
penis?
Shot, stabbed.
That's gross, man.
You know, all the major. I have all the major wounds. Broke a few major bones.
From reading your autobiography written by a ghostwriter, it seems to me that your whole thing is like you don't really believe that meeting people and saying something nice to them is really showing them respect. You show respect by punching people in the face when you meet them.
Exactly, that's exactly right. I mean, if I hit you or insult you, then that, like this guy's talking right now while I'm talking, not good. See, you better shut up. If I hit you or insult you, then
what did he tell you?
What did I tell you?
What?
If you do get hit by me, it's just a sign that I like you.
Thank you, sir. May I please have another?
Exactly.
If you really like someone, you break their cat. It's awesome.
Exactly. Cat breaking major. I mean, I majored in cat breaking. It was one of my favorite things.
I kind of want to hear the musical history of you folks.
Our history as interpreted by music. Okay. This is the history of the world.
Let's start with Marilyn Hanson.
Marilyn Hanson, there you
is
go.
Is that me this week?
Yes.
What would you like to know, John Daly, Clone Bot, 2000?
What's your history with music? How did you become interested in music?
Oh.
How did you really start playing seriously? And
never. Hold on, I'll give it to you.
She's coming up here soon, man. I can hook you up. I can hook you up. She's hot. You know, the Beatles and my mom, you know, being a musician, that kind of thing. Just... What am I gonna help, Tom?
That's right. His mom and other major influences. Myself, Detroit. You know,
Detroit,
Motor City.
Yeah. Sandwiches.
Just you know, hearing all the bands. They
love sandwiches.
Like yeah.
Sandwiches. Yep. Yeah. Sir Sandwich. In fact, Club Sandwich will be
Club
coming
sandwich.
Up soon.
Nice segue.
Who's that?
Communist.
Oh.
Yuck.
Yeah. You know who else doesn't love sandwiches?
Who's that?
Terrorists.
The terrorist. I got a knuckle sandwich for you. Yeah, and Nicole, how did you get into this thing called music? Here you go.
Crazy little thing called
Hi.
Music.
Hi there.
And that was.
Should we call you Nick on the
Rick?
Is that what we're supposed to call
you?
Nicoliosis.
Nickenbocker.
She has many aliases.
Nicoliosis? I think I caught that from a switchboard.
Nicole Slaw, Nicobra.
Yeah.
Nicole Play.
Tommy Tuberculosis.
Nicolin Powell.
Jim Botulism. That's not funny.
That's it.
Angry woman.
The show's over.
That's right.
Rochelle, shut up.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming down. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Have a good night.
Get that woman a microphone. What's the story? What's the inside story?
What would you like to know here?
We want to know everything.
Oh, I thank my sister Rockzilla for introducing me to rock and roll.
Rock and
actually, her name's Rochelle, not Rockzilla. That's what Tom likes to call her, though. Oh, she played guitar when she was a little kid.
Dressed up like Rick Nielsen.
And bought me my first bass.
What was the name of your first band?
That was it. I don't know, Andrew. What was the name of my first band?
Scrud!
What? Could you repeat that?
Scrud!
Scrod,
like dorks backwards.
But with an umlaut.
The name that's as much fun to say as it is to hear play.
I played drums in a band with her sister and her.
Really?
Little punk rock trio called Scrod in Minneapolis. True story.
So nepotism is rampant in the world of peach.
What'd you call me? Fuck, dude.
Kick his ass, Knuckles.
Sick him.
Sick him. All right, well, we're gonna start shooting off these guns that you guys brought in the studio in a moment. But before we do that, should we hear another song? Let's hear another live song.
Yeah, let's hear.
And I want to get to this. You brought in some other music that we want to play too.
Yes.
From people that are giving you, I guess, major endorsements like lipstick and T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
do you have any Rolling Blackouts?
Oh yeah. What? Huh? Okay. What song would you like to play?
Devil's Underwear. As soon as I.
Peach Fuzz,
what do you think we can do? What?
I'm a bird a lot.
Oh. You know, he's never rehearsed that one, do you know? Okay, alright, we're gonna go. We changed the mind. This one is in French. It's called Fille du Sud. Girl from the South Seas, I wanna take you with me in my honky cat limousine, flying high above the jet stream. Call me if you feel like you're falling. something is reeling after all this time. I can't get you off my mind. Bathing in the sweet sunshine, radiant from head to toe. Name an age I'll never know. I saw you out of your cell. I think you was in Glendale. I don't care if I go to jail. I just want to ride your coattails all night. She keep telling me it's not right. Doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. I'm desperate for one more song. Been out of money way too long. Radiant from head to toe. Amen, ain't I'll never know. Feeling dirty, I just took two showers. I've been staring at you for 11 hours. She told me that she thinks that I should put you on the street. If I could only see your feet, that would make my life come. Knuckles! Cobra. I can't get you off my mind. Bathing in the sweet sunshine, radiant from head to toe. Name an age I'll never know. Name an age I'll never know. Name an age I'll never know. Name an age I'll never, 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 never know.
That's Boogie.
That's Boogie and a half. Boogie and a half. I want to find out about how Tommy Knuckles went to his anger management classes and broke up a bunch of chairs. But before we get to that, I wanted to give the mustache a chance to tell us a little bit about his musical history and give him a chance to talk a little bit. So you learned to play in prison, is that right?
I did learn how to play in prison. Bent over, of course.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
I
bend my strings.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's a prison thing. You have to be there. I'll take you there tomorrow.
Seriously. I toss you a salad.
You'll take me there tomorrow metaphorically?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
hey.
I'll take you there now.
Hey, new conversation topic. So what... No, I'm just kidding. So what's your musical?
About fisting.
What's your musical history? And please include fisting as much as possible in your description.
Well, that fisting came later. But I started playing music when I was a child.
Yeah.
I actually picked it up myself. Nobody in my family was musically inclined.
All right.
So what did you pick up?
It was a long
guitar?
Struggle.
What did you start playing first?
I started playing guitar when I was 8.
Right on, right on.
From there, you know.
I was learning.
Learning different things. Actually, a lot from church when I was a kid.
Cool.
Couldn't have done that without you, Jesus.
Can I get a...
Woo! Yeehaw!
And yeah, now we're here today. And I haven't really gone that much farther. I'm still working on my guitar playing.
He's here.
And you have it.
He's a terrible drummer and guitar player.
Yeah, I also
play.
Terrible band, Rolling Blackouts.
Yay!
Don't ever go see them.
Where can we hear them play? Why don't you give them a little plug? Like, where can we find their music? You got a MySpace?
We have a MySpace. You can find us there on, MySpace, Rolling Blackouts.
Right, on that that hoax known as the internet?
Yes.
That money hole. That fad.
It's not going to last. Just like the rap music. Right? Am I? What? Hello?
What's the MySpace?
We're going to be playing, it's HTTP MySpace.
RollingBlackouts.com.
Everyone knows.
All right.
There we go. All
right. Cool.
Yeah, you know that stuff.
Okay, you're done. thanks for coming out and helping these guys play.
Well, thank you.
He's going to be with us August 23rd at Mr. T's Bowl.
I'm sorry, there is not time to say that.
Oh, yeah.
And a club sandwich.
September 2nd.
That's right. Yeah, Peach Fuzz September and 2nd. The Rolling Blackouts.
Awesome.
Look for that, September 2nd.
Do they have sandwiches there?
Yeah.
All kinds.
Can I tell you about the most amazing sandwich I had the other day? It was from a place here in Hollywood.
No, I have time for that.
I'm just going to keep talking. And hey, I am the mic controller. You will respect my mic control. But it was at this little pizza place run by Armenians, and it had
in
Little Armenia near Hollywood, and it was like a cheesesteak sandwich, and it was like the whole thing was grilled, these giant rolls, and it had cheesesteak and cheese and onions and all that stuff.
Is that
steak
made with chicken?
And that is made with fish, and it had ham and bacon also on it. What an amazing sandwich. I could go on and on about it.
Nice
I think
story.
I might. Okay. I think
Are
I
you
might.
Gay?
Out of my studio.
Say hi to the hospital.
Oh my. I'm going to beat you down. I'm going to brain you. Hey, I want to talk about your CD here, Peach Fuzz. Catch Your Snap. With a P. Catch Your Snap. You have side one and side two. It's not often that you have a CD that has two sides, so that's pretty. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Thanks.
And how did you get a picture of my mom here for the back cover? That's kind of weirding me out, actually. My mom with a broom.
My great grandmother in Sweden.
Is it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you got to talk into the mic, or we can't hear your witty repartee.
Her identity actually on the air.
It's not Andrew's grandmother on the back of the cover. It's a mystery person.
No, it's clearly a manimal of some sort.
I don't. No, not at all. Believe me.
So hey, what's going on with you?
Wanna what?
I want to play. I want to play the Do the Robot.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about this? And who is this girl in the back with the blue bubble, which I find intriguing?
Get Jim Freak in here.
Yeah, Jim Freak.
Jim Freak.
I don't know where he
He's out.
He wants to know
hey, Jim Freak,
this,
tell him all about Do the Robot.
Yeah, what's the CD you're trying to push on us here?
I was speaking to the variety show microphone. What do you want to know?
Well, we're going to play this. We're going to play this single that we have here.
Where'd you get that?
Do the Robot. I actually...
Did you buy something and get it free?
No, I've never bought anything from your...
Okay. That's the way it should be.
From your label. Yeah, they had this in a vending machine at...
By the way, your banter with Gabe, the mustache back and forthness, very gay.
The mustache dude?
Very gay, very cool. Did you learn to play in prison?
That's why we're losing internet radio.
Sicily, you want to know about Sicily?
Yes.
Hi, Sicily.
Just tell me what the fuck's going on with the CD.
Something we decided to do. I got a crazy idea one night to do it, and we got a stellar band together, including Kristen from the Glossines down in San Diego, and
cool.
Our little resident bass whore, Nicole.
That's me.
And we got the drummer from Blondie wasn't doing anything that day, so he was generous enough to come down. And
I understand you raised the funds to create this CD by you yourself working Santa Monica Boulevard, so that's pretty impressive.
I actually used a stunt double. So.
Oh, you used a stunt double. Okay.
Talk about
he was
that.
Good.
But anyways, there it is. Adam from the Blondes recorded and mixed that. And
fantastic.
Pretty bitchin'.
Well,
bitchin' ass.
We're going to listen to it right now.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
This sounds great, by the way.
Do you want to... how can people get this? They buy a CD from Tina Side Records, and that is located at tinasiderecords.com.
Yeah, it's buy something, and we'll send it along. Buy some of my shit, and you'll get it.
What if you just really like me? Will you send me one?
We'll have to get the right pictures.
Okay. All right, you obviously haven't seen the website.
Webcam involved. All right. And no mustaches.
TheBearJohnDaily.com. It's good. You should check it out. Let's listen to it.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I want to know if we're going to talk about that wild night you and I had at the Echo with those Canadian girls later on.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
That yeah, you cool. know they went to my house afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because I was busy.
I don't think my current hey, girlfriend's going to be too happy hearing about this. She's listening right now.
Anyways, all right.
Actually, you know what though? Nothing actually happened with those girls,
so
but they were really cool.
Yeah,
they were awesome.
One got deported, and the other one we're supposed to have.
Yeah, you know why? Because nothing happened, so I called the INS.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Them coming to our country and like
No, they were cool. I'm really upset. I didn't know that one of them got deported. That's
yeah,
that's
really
upsetting.
I had called her a couple weeks later. I go, yeah. Remember who I am? She's like, I remember you.
Yeah, we made like big plans to go to some party or something later, and she was like,
total Echo Park etiquette.
Yeah, she was like, you're who?
Silver Sun Pickups will be there.
Yeah. What are you? Who are you?
Beck used to hang here. All right. I'm done.
All right. Fun for the whole family. Do the Robot from Tina Side Records. Hey, buy something there and you can get this for free. More Standing Room Only coming up next. Don't go away, people.
Come on, everybody, and listen to Sis. There's a great new dance and it goes like this. The robot.
Hey, Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. That was Do the Robots. You can get that Tina Side Records if they like you. If they don't like you, they're just going to laugh at you. TinaSideRecords.com.
Your doodle.
Hey, mustache dude, how long did it take you to grow that mustache? I really want to know because I've been thinking about doing it.
It's getting so hot
probably,
in here.
It'd probably take me about a month.
Yeah, a month?
I had a beard for a long
how long,
time.
So it'd probably take me like 8 months. Yeah. You had a beard? I just shaved. I had a beard for like a year and a half.
Yeah, that's I shaved it off.
We're bonding. The rest of you can just do whatever.
And I decided to shave, and as I was shaving, I was like, I'll keep the mustache.
Awesome. Good plan. I want to talk about the Tiki Orchestra. What? The Tiki Yaki Orchestra, as I said from the beginning, right away, the Tiki Yaki Orchestra. What the hell?
There's a microphone.
In case you don't know what Exotica is, it's lounge Hawaiian music.
Oh, awesome.
Made famous by people like Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman.
Throbbing Gristle.
Mostly played on vibraphone, percussion.
Ima Sumac.
Lounge music from the 50s, basically.
Very cool. How are you involved in this project?
I wrote and recorded and did the whole thing myself.
John
So you're basically the genius.
He is.
Pop, very cool.
Pop, power pop genius. Jim Bakke from
Don Fox Ho Spotlight. Is your uncle? And at times your aunt. That's cool. When how can people get this? The Tiki Yaki Orchestra?
.com.
How about
Tiki, like Tiki?
Uh huh.
Like teriyaki.
Uh huh.
Orchestra.com.
Now, have you ever eaten tiki yaki?
I actually have my own tiki yaki recipes.
Awesome! It kind of burns your mouth sometimes, but it's good. It's
cookbook's
rewarding.
Coming out soon.
Yeah. Little bit oily. Right. Very nice. The CD comes with an umbrella and a coaster.
Yep.
So if you're just really fucking cheap, you can use the umbrella and the coaster in your drinks. You don't have to buy a new coaster. Oh, well, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Luau ready.
That's awesome. And the cover's really cool, too. I love it. You've got a, one of the, what do you call those things? You have a tiki idol on the cover. And what do you call this? Oh, a CD. All right, thank you.
Yeah. Artist is a guy named Brad Clark.
It's your first day.
Yeah, I'm new here.
TikiShark.com, and he's a tiki artist.
I love the artwork. It's actually quite cool. I'd like to see that on a t-shirt. Do you guys have t-shirts or anything?
None of that yet. I'm actually putting together the live version of the orchestra now.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The big Luau festival things, and hopefully...
Guaranteed to get you laid.
Mwah!
Guaranteed to get you laid.
Waka, waka, waka!
You know, it has no singing on it.
Right.
Wasted.
Right.
Bachelor
pad. Oh, I want one of these. Well, this is mine to keep, right?
Yes.
Oh, very
Space
cool.
Age bachelor pad.
I'm going to have a tiki party now just to, because this is, yeah, this is awesome.
Pour yourself a Mai Tai, put it on the little coaster.
Yeah.
Put the umbrella out.
So now, can't the CD case itself be another coaster?
Well, actually, I tell people to use the coaster.
That's like the bonus coaster. Right.
Sometimes people use the CDs of the coaster.
But the CD case you could use as a cup, a thin, shallow cup.
As a case to hold the CD.
Okay, cool. Have we beaten this to death? should we move on? Awesome. Well, this looks really cool, actually. So check it out at www.tikiyakiorchestra.com to meet all your tikiyaki needs. It's sweet, it's sour, it's delicious to the ears. What should we talk about next?
What should we talk about?
Now, your CD, the Peach Fuzz CD, is actually unique in that it's an actual square CD. It doesn't fit into round CD players. So how do you deal with that?
It's about the music, not whether people can really hear it.
Right, exactly.
Or play it or use it, but you know, it's like, but it's there and we...
It's real.
It's real, yeah, so...
Respect.
Right, represent.
Represent. Yeah, let's do it. Let's hear it.
Tammy Faye Messner died.
Yeah. As many of you know, she was...
I lost my virginity to her, so...
And she was my mother, so...
And she was...
It's very...
It's really a weird, uncomfortable situation with all of us.
It's a little bit uncomfortable, so...
This one's for your mom.
This one's for my mom,
Tammy
Faye Baker.
This is actually on one of our albums, for real, for real.
Which one?
About a Bird.
Yeah, whatever.
It was one of them. I don't know. Look it up. Shit, I ain't got time. I can tell you that.
Peach Fuzz live on Standing Room Only here on KillRadio.org.
To see her cry is to see the sun. Forgot broadcast from the start. A simple soul, love and fear were intertwined. Chose to hide behind puppets and a mask. Oh, Tammy Faye, we believe in all that you say. Show us the way. Save us, Tammy Faye. So she tries to carry on in the desert now. Still wears the mask she has forgiven us all. Oh, tell me, Faye, we believe in all that you say. Show us the way. Save us, tell me, Faye. Save us, tell me, Faye. Save us, tell me, Faye.
Thank you very much.
That's a radio premiere, correct?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Gabriel Garnica. Garnica. Thank you.
Live here on Kill Radio, the first time ever. The Tammy Faye song.
Save us, Tammy Faye.
Yeah, I am new here. I've been new here for 5 years, so you'll have to excuse me.
You're getting it. You're catching on.
Yeah,
sort
I'm getting
of, sort of.
Yeah. Soon I'm going to stop being an intern. They're going to let me do my own show. What's the best show you've ever played, or best venue you've ever played at? Like, what's the best time you've ever had playing somewhere?
We had fun playing at the Avalon. So I had a bunch of go-go girls come out and dance with us. It was a little Steven thing. That was fun.
Sounds great.
It was kind of weird. I felt like I was going to bump into him with a boob or two or four or whatever. But
Accidentally, and I'm making air quotes here.
Boobies to the left of me. Yeah, that was good. Can I say boobies some more?
You should do a song titled Boobies to the Left of Me.
What was the question?
That'd be good. I think we were talking about breasts. I think that was... what was your favorite place to play? Or just most fun, greatest...
Our studio at sunset when it's nice and cool.
Yeah. Have you ever had any
really good weed? And,
And if you got any,
yeah.
Come on down to the studio here at One Radio Center, Los Angeles, California. if you'd like to call in, again, the studio phone is 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. Don't be shy. Our phone may not work, but you can, so give us a call. Here in the Kill Radio studios, we have time to take one or two more calls. We're almost out of time on the show, though. But have you ever had any just like weird or bizarre things happen at a show? You go to do a show. Like, what's the weirdest, most crazy thing that's gone?
I got a ball thrown at me.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
At least it wasn't stapled to you. That would be uncomfortable.
Well, you sure wasn't a bra? And it wasn't a man's ear or a bro.
Right. Yeah, the bro, very popular. Any other just like weird, like have you had any stalkers or anything or any weird fans or just like weird experiences trying to go play somewhere?
Oh, Nicole? I got nothing.
What
whatever.
About
no,
your car crashed into the bar when we were playing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a story. So someone with a microphone, reiterate that.
We were playing that one show. It was I don't remember where it was at.
We were opening for Richard Gere.
No, remember that time we're playing? And
I hear a lot of people open for Richard Gere.
Yeah, some. There was an accident outside. The guy lost control and he kind of came through the side of the. He crashed through the side of the door and it was bizarre.
Oh, man.
And we immediately went into that Cars song.
Here in my car.
We played Baby, You Can Drive My Car.
I'm bleeding all over the place. Yeah, no. That's a good song.
That was kind of weird.
Why did you hurt me, car man?
Yeah. I'm in love with my car.
But not when your bumper's on my foot.
Karma. Oh!
Oh!
Yeah.
Hi-yo!
You're fired.
Yeah.
Get out of my studio!
Get out of my sight.
I saw the Simpsons movie last night.
Great. Yeah? Legally?
Yeah. That's
I had breakfast at McDonald's today.
I'm big time, man. I'm big shot, man. I get invited to these things.
Sometimes I eat 3 times a day. Sometimes it's 2.
I made poopy.
Once I made number 1 and number 2 at the same time.
What are we doing? Hollywood, right outside. Yeah. Big time. People listening to Wisconsin things like, yeah, someday I'm going to go to L.A. and get, you know, like
these guys
serious
are idiots.
About like, music. And this is...
Have any of you ever had stalkers?
Stockings? I've had some leggings.
Some stockings? You ever have some stalker experiences?
No, we're not that famous. I wish.
not Kevin Bacon.
So you don't realize you have stalkers. That's the thing.
I just
just related to him through seven.
Not the Bacon brother.
Let's do a moment of silence for for the end of the end of my show here on Kill Radio. Let's do one more song here.
We may not have time for that.
So this will probably be the last one we have time for a live song. What do you guys want to play?
Yeah, let's do. What's the other?
I heard something about hippie jam. You spread that on toast.
Oh, I don't know.
We have an avocado and what looks like an angry plastic egg.
People, gather around, arise up, stand up, and sing.
Beach Fest live on Standing Room Only.
We're going to do the B-side hit of our...
Can you hand me those, that lyric book?
What's that?
I need that lyric book, seriously. We're getting...
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if I'm...
Here we go. Yeah, I think we're ready, right?
Yeah.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm not used to doing this show sober, so, you know, it might be a little... Yeah, they're handing out giant sheets of acid.
All right. Are you ready? We're not playing a chick cheek.
It was a cold and damp midsummer day. Took a ferry and a train. Didn't heed your mother's warning. We agreed it was a shame, but we knew we had to go once more before they changed the name. Stand up, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind, turn your mind. One more time, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind. There was not much left of Pusher Street, left uniforms and bats, smiling as they walked amongst the tourist drunkards and the rats. Then they crept up behind St. Christopher and broke his fucking back. Stand up, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind, turn your mind. One more time, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind. There'll be nothing in the future like today in the present past. And we would have told our children, but they never smelled the gas. We will have no further worries once the memory laws are passed. Stand up, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind, turn your mind. One more time, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind.
Everybody!
Stand up, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind, turn your mind. One more time, Eva Kristanya, turn your mind.
Yeah. You can join our cult if you'd like to. Send $250 to
Peach Fuzz the Colts here live on Standing Room Only. Oh, hey, we're just about out of time. Where can
Thanks
we find your music?
Tina Side Records, Amoeba, Virgin Record Stores,
and Kmart.
Yeah, MySpace. You can get it right on iTunes, Rhapsody,
MySpace
/Victoria's Secrets. But definitely go to TinaSideRecords.com and get that Sicily and the Safety Pinups single, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you guys ever answer email? Do people email you, like fans?
We do occasionally. Every we get around to it.
Where are you playing next?
Mr. T's Bowl-O-Rama in Highland Park. And then after that, September 2nd at the Palmer Room, the debut of Club Sandwich Rock and Roll Discotheque with Rolling Blackouts and DJ Super. And what's the name for the Bowl? August 23rd, 1983. Wait, 2007.
And any final words any of you want to say before we leave our radio fans here?
Thank you for having us. And,
thanks a lot.
Thank Jim and anybody else involved directly and
indirectly and everyone who's... you're
yeah.
All, Gabriel Garnica of the Rolling Blackouts, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for coming out, Peach Fuzz. It's been a great show.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
And
is that what we made? That we earned?
Yeah, that's what we earned. We got quite a few pennies tonight. And we're going to end the show with one of your songs. What should we do here? I was thinking Muscat Wine. Yeah.
Tracks it's mellow. It's nice.
Oh,
it's
let's do something upbeat and crazy. What's
feeling
that?
Today.
Track 3?
Track 3
for free.
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Here on Standing Room Only on killradio.org. All right, thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you.
See everybody next week. Good night.